Google vs. Microsoft on AI Search Optimization, 2026, the complete CMO and CEO playbook. $2 trillion companies, same problem, opposite playbooks. Here is what every CMO and CEO needs to know, including the six tactics Google retired, Microsoft's engineering relevance framework, the LLMS.txt contradiction the industry is debating, and what the LinkedIn CEO community is saying. Executive summary. The state of play, May 2026. On May 15, 2026, Google published its first official guide on optimizing for generative AI features on Google Search. The verdict after 18 months of vendor debate, optimizing for generative AI search is optimizing for the search experience, and thus still SEO. There is no LLMS.txt requirement. No AI-specific schema. No forced content chunking. No AI-only rewrite protocol. No page-per-query variation production line. Some tactics vendors have been selling are now explicitly flagged as violating Google's scaled content abuse spam policy. Meanwhile, Microsoft published its AI search optimization guide back in October 2025, co-authored by Krishna Madhavan. Microsoft's playbook is the opposite: chunk your content, add schema, use Q&A formats, watch your punctuation, avoid decorative arrows. Microsoft also launched AI performance reporting in Bing Webmaster Tools in February 2026. Giving brands direct citation data. The central tension. Google says, just do good SEO. Microsoft says, engineer relevance for machines. Both are right within their own systems. Bing's index also powers ChatGPT, so Microsoft's advice reaches beyond Copilot. Google's stance reflects AI overviews and AI mode. You'll need to optimize for both depending on which surface matters to your business. Part 1. Google's position, SEO is the foundation. Google's May 2026 guide makes it clear that AI-generated search experiences are built on the same core ranking and quality systems that power traditional search. AI search is not a separate channel with entirely new rules. It is an extension of search. How Google's AI search works, RAG plus query fan out. Google highlights two technical concepts every CEO must understand. 1. Retrieval augmented generation, RAG, a technique, also known as grounding, used to improve the quality, accuracy, and freshness of AI responses by relying on our core search ranking systems to retrieve relevant, up-to-date web pages from our search index. Your content must first be indexed and ranked by traditional search systems before it can be cited in an AI overview. There is no AI bypass around SEO fundamentals. Google's AI systems review the specific information from retrieved pages to generate a response, showing prominent, clickable links to the sources. Practical implication. If your page isn't ranking for related queries, it won't be retrieved for AI overviews. Technical accessibility and content quality are prerequisites, not optional add-ons. 2. Query fan out, a set of concurrent, related queries generated by the model to request more information and fetch additional relevant search results to address the user's query. Example, if the original query is, how to fix a lawn that's full of weeds, fan out queries might include, best herbicides for lawns, remove weeds without chemicals, and how to prevent weeds in lawn. Practical implication. Your content can surface even if it doesn't match the exact wording of the original query, but only if it is already indexed, relevant, and authoritative. Topic clusters and internal linking architectures matter more than ever. The five things Google explicitly wants you to do. 1. Publish non-commodity content with a distinctive point of view. Google's exact framing contrasts two examples. Commodity content. 7 tips for first-time homebuyers based on common knowledge, adds little unique insight. Non-commodity content. Why we waived the inspection and saved money. A look inside the sewer line, unique expert or experienced takes that go beyond common knowledge. Create the content yourself based on what you know about the topic, and consider what in-depth experience you can bring to your content. Don't just recycle what others on the internet have already said, or could easily be produced by a generative AI model. Action. Brief writers on point of view first, structure second. If a draft can be reproduced by paraphrasing the top 3 SERP results, it does not meet the bar. 2. Organize content for human readers first. Write content for your human audience and make sure the content is well written and easy to follow. People generally appreciate it when web pages are organized by paragraphs and sections, along with headings that provide a clear structure to navigate content. This is editorial clarity, not an AI optimization trick.